whole thing started when the old stand, the wooden stand that had been built in 1933, was demolished, getting on for 3 years ago now, at King's Home. In the bottom of that stand were found to have been stored lots of material from past years. And the archives here did a quick rescue job and brought what turned out to be 31 boxes of material across here. And we thought at that point it would be a good thing to, the archives thought it would be a good thing actually to form a Gloucester Rugby archive. And that's the point at which they got in touch with me and asked me if I'd like to be involved in that. What we first needed to do was find out what was in the boxes. So John here and I and another chap called John Cowan sat down and went carefully through every box and listed everything that we had. What was a pleasant surprise at that stage was to find out how far back a lot of these records went, right back into the 19th century and the early days of the club in some cases. Since then, as the project has gone underway, we've sought to expand that by finding material elsewhere.
Going back to the beginning of your family, or at least your great-great-grandfather, he was George Ephraim Spires. Going right back to the 1881 census, we see him as a waterman in Tewkesbury, and he had three sons, George Ephraim Jr., William, and Tom, who was your great-grandfather. The two rugby-playing brothers were William and Tom. William is quite an interesting character. He played only 38 times for Gloucester, but he also played for Gloucestershire against Surrey at Richmond and probably had other Gloucestershire caps as well. Tom himself played 55 times for Gloucester and played for Gloucestershire against Midland Counties in the 1901-1902 season. One of the surprising things about those early days of the club was how young the players were. It really was a young man's game, and they'd start playing for the first team in their teens, and their careers generally as players would end in their mid-20s. In his case, he was 21 when the knee injury ended his career, and his brother was about 25 when he finished his. He was a forward, but in those days they didn't list the teams consistently, so it was always very difficult to tell whether he was actually a back row or a front row forward. Mm. It's likely that they were both wing forwards because they scored tries. And particularly in those days, I don't think props scored many tries.
You'll see that the captain in this photograph is a chap called George Romans, who was acknowledged in the national press at the time to be one of the best fullbacks of the time. And if we take those four seasons that George Romans was captain of the club, they suffered only 12 defeats in 68 matches during that period, and were clearly one of the leading clubs in the country. Poor old Clifton suffered badly from them. In the 1900-1901 season, when Thomas Spires was playing, they played Clifton twice and won 66-0 and 72-3. Even though he was a forward, he scored at least one try during the 72-3 win. In those days, the team would have been drawn very locally. I mean, there were people, you know, who came to work in Gloucester from elsewhere who played for the team, but it was very much a locally based team. And indeed, in the early days of the rugby club, they very much encouraged the formation of local clubs. A lot of them were church-based, but there are others, like the Gordon League, were set up that sort of time. And very quickly, an arrangement emerged where Gloucester would borrow players as they needed them from the junior clubs. And, of course, players at the junior clubs aspired to play for the city team, as it was generally known. The building we're in here was built in 1905, although it's now known as the Lion's Den. It was originally built as a gymnasium for the players to train in and was regarded as a big advance. Of course, it's the building that's next door to the shed now. Many people will remember that it was later used as the changing rooms and the teams used to emerge from here.
Hi, Yeah, I'm Karen, the community manager here at Gloucester Rugby. Well, I've been a supporter of Gloucester Rugby since, well, as long as I can remember. I used to come down here with my dad and run around on the tump, as it was back then in the old days. So I've always been a supporter in Gloucester Rugby, and now to work here and be involved in this and pulling the whole history of the club together is absolutely fantastic. As a sport, and especially Gloucester Rugby, it is a family club, and you can see it on a match day. You come down here and you've got, you know, the granddads bringing their sons and the sons bringing the youngsters, etc. And you do, it's a family orientated club. It always will be, and it's great to be part of it.